governor coordinator, thank you very much. As you indicated, I had been governor before I was appointed to this position by the president. One of the great pleasures I had as a governor was working with a fellow governor, the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I, too, am a great fan of his and the leadership and how he tackles these issues. It's tremendous and it is dynamic. Also, on those occasions when he and his wonderful family would recreate in Idaho, I was his governor. Congressman Doolittle and Congressman Lundgren and Congresswoman Matsui and General McMahon, Mayor Fargo, Senator Steinberg and Senator Cox, and Colonel Chapman, and Mike Finnegan, and Mike Christman, and all of you that are seated here. You're important. Thank you for being here to make this occasion a celebratory occasion as it is. The fundamental responsibility of any government is to protect its citizens. And here at Folsom Dam, all levels of government, federal, state, local, have joined in a historic partnership to meet this responsibility. We're protecting the 1 million Americans who live in the Sacramento area from the threat of a devastating flood. We're protecting the capital of the state of California and its economy. By itself, the world's eighth largest economy anywhere. We're doing this at a savings of nearly $1 billion below the original estimated cost. We're doing it 7 years faster than was originally estimated. This is truly a historic moment. For the first time ever, the two federal agencies that oversee Western dams and waters, the Interior Department's Bureau of Reclamation and the Army's Corps of Engineers, have joined forces on a major dam project. Working hand in hand with the Central Valley Flood Protection Board and the Sacramento Flood Control Agency, we will spend more than $1.3 billion to shore up dikes and build a new spillway to drain off the huge influx of water from heavy storms that otherwise might threaten the citizens of Sacramento. It is the largest dam project currently being undertaken by the Bureau of Reclamation anywhere in the country. It will support more than 2,200 jobs in the Central Valley through the year 2014. When we're done, Folsom Dam will protect Sacramento from a 1 in 200 year flood estimation. That's double the current protection that is here, double. Short of building an ark, this is the best protection we can offer the citizens of Sacramento, and we simply hope that we don't have 40 days and nights of rain. Stated simply, this project is an example of government working the way government should work. We're moving forward in a spirit of cooperation. We're being proactive. We are anticipating future threats and taking action now rather than waiting for the crisis to occur. Here in California last fall, we saw what we can accomplish when we are proactive and we work together. Governor Schwarzenegger mentioned the fires that were fanned by the Santa Ana winds. The experts at the National Interagency Fire Center in Boise, Idaho, predicted in advance that the Santa Ana winds could potentially produce catastrophic fires. As a result, we were able to pre-position our firefighters and our resources. We significantly enhanced the ability of federal and state firefighters to combat the devastating fires that flared up only days later. When I leave here today, I will travel to Southern California to tour areas damaged by the fires. We're concerned that heavy storms could cause mudslides in those areas where we have lost significant vegetation. As a result, the U.S. Geological Survey is undertaking an extensive program to map and to monitor these areas. Just as we're doing here, our scientists will work jointly with the National Weather Service and with the state of California to warn citizens if dangerous conditions arise that could lead to mudslides. Recent years have demonstrated that the force of nature, whether hurricanes, earthquakes, Santa Ana winds, continue to pose a major threat to our citizens. We're working hard to get ahead of Mother Nature. The threat is well known here in Sacramento. Everything would be fine until the day that the Pineapple Express where a major storm system dumps a ton of water into the basin and challenges the capacity of the dam and reservoir to hold it. In essence, the hydrology of this basin is like a large bathtub with a small drain. We need a bigger drain. We need more secure dikes. With this project, we'll get the bigger drain, we'll get more secure dikes. We'll get more trucks. And we'll get them at a favorable rate to the taxpayer. So ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to be with you. And again, I commend all of the leaders that are on this stage. This is a good day for all of us.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. It's my honor to begin the introductions of our congressional delegation. Our congressional delegation, as with the rest of us, have been extremely involved in the process out here and have been united in an unprecedented support to the project. I see them often individually. I don't think I've seen them all together with me out here, and it's humbling. I would like to start first by introducing Congressman John Doolittle, representing California's 4th District.
Thank you very much. Governor Schwarzenegger and Secretary Kemp Thorne and distinguished colleagues and guests, this is a momentous occasion. Government takes a long time to do things, and we've been talking about flood control for a long time. It's exciting to have one of these moments when something actually is going to get accomplished. I believe when Congress authorized Folsom Dam in the early 1950s, it was authorized with the expectation that it would provide a level of protection of 1 in 250 years. And as I once heard David Kennedy say, a former director of the State Department of Water Resources, the American River just proved to be a much bigger river than it was believed at the time. Nothing really ever stays the same, as you know, and the five biggest storms on record all occurred subsequent to the congressional authorization of Folsom Dam in the early 1950s. We have fought a lot over the solutions that are needed for the American River. And my friend and colleague, Representative Bob Matsui and Representative Doug Osie, two great friends, we fought a lot when we were all together in Congress, and we worked to agree on this as a significant improvement for the region. It wasn't what, frankly, I considered to be the ideal thing. I don't think Doug did either. Maybe Bob didn't either, but politics being what it is, we found common ground and moved forward. And as you heard, this is going to double the amount of flood protection that we currently have on this river, albeit, and sadly I know, less than what the original intent was when Folsom Dam was conceived. I suppose it's not unreasonable to believe that there are yet bigger storms out there that may afflict this region, so we should be thinking about the future. But this would never have happened, this project today, which is a multi-hundred million dollar project, $650 some million, I believe, to do this. This would never have happened but for the work that these members of Congress have done. And now to the three that I mentioned, I add, of course, their successors in Congress, Doris Matsui, who's carrying on the great work that Bob did for flood control, and Dan Lundgren, who represents Folsom. And of course, the city of Folsom's having a lot of good work going on these days, I know. And that brings me to my next point, which is the Bureau of Reclamation in one federal agency and the Army Corps of Engineers in another, which are historically famous for not getting along and fighting, have historically performed what I would consider to be a political miracle when it comes to what's going on here today with this project and with sort of a related project, the new bridge over the American River. If you haven't seen it, go take a peek over there. This involves some very complex weaving together of these projects so that they can all go on at the same time, because it's possible for them to conflict, and they really took to heart the wish of the delegation here, which wanted these things to move forward as quickly as possible. I think this is an exemplary demonstration of cooperation between these two great agencies, and I want to commend everyone involved in this for helping make it possible, because the bridge has moved along with incredible speed, and its progress could have been halted if something had gone wrong with the work that has to be done on this wonderful new outlet works that's about to be constructed. And they have to move the high tension lines, and there's quite a few things involved to make this happen. I just want to urge our people out here who are actually going to be doing the work, take a lesson from what the Corps and the Bureau did on building that bridge, and let's get this outlet works constructed sooner rather than later. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day to celebrate. Thank you very much for inviting me to participate.
Thank you, Congressman Doolittle. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Congressman Dan Lundgren, representing California's 3rd District.
This is a great day. I remember when we were in the last hours of the last session in Congress, it was so cold back in Washington, D.C., I couldn't wait to leave all my warm clothes there so I could get out here and just wear my summer suit. John obviously didn't get the message, but he's much more comfortable than I am up here. Governor, Mr. Secretary, all the others who were here, it's a pleasure to join you. Mr. Secretary, 10 years ago, I was on a secret mission. I called it my campaign for governor, but it seemed to be secret at the time. And during that secret mission, I tried to convey to the people of California that we had better get our infrastructure in order. I tried to talk about infrastructure in terms of traffic and infrastructure in terms of our water system. But very few people wanted to hear about it. Very few people thought there was a crisis or a concern at the time. But there were those who did. And in the Congress in those years, you had people like Bob Matsui, and you had people like John, and you had people like Doug Ossie, who understood the need for us to give greater protection to our families and our property in this area. As someone who lives in Gold River, I'm particularly pleased you're starting this project today. This will lessen the chance that I have to put that boat on my second floor of my bedroom in case we have one of those unbelievable historic storms. This truly is a great day, not only because we are going to, as John has suggested, double the protection that we have in our area from floods as a result of the work that will be done, but it goes along with the work that we're doing on the dam bridge, as John suggested, and the cooperation we've seen between the Bureau and the Army Corps and the state government and local and county and city government is extraordinary. Now, some of you out there may wonder why we talk about it. You ought to be dealing with us every once in a while to understand why this is truly, truly a unique experience. There have been a lot of people who've worked very, very long hours to do this. They're not all up here. Some of you are out there. There are those folks that are actually doing the work, that are actually moving the dirt, that are actually going to be pouring the concrete. They're actually going to be the tough work that needs to be done in order to accomplish this. But the wonderful thing is that everybody is working in a spirit of cooperation to show that at times we can put aside our partisan differences, our parochial differences, our arguments about funding, and do something that needs to be done to protect the people we represent and the people with whom we live. That's what we're doing here today. This spillway is an extraordinary example of that spirit of cooperation and will go far towards giving us the protection we need. It won't be enough. We still need more. We need a lot more here in this area. But this is a great down payment on the kind of protection that's needed for the people of this area. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you very much, Congressman Lundgren. Now, representing California's 5th District, I am very, very pleased to introduce Congresswoman Doris Matsui.
Thank you so much, Mike and Governor Schwarzenegger and Mr. Secretary and everyone else up here. It's a pleasure to be here today. I remember the day, June of 2005, 2.5 years ago, when I found out that the Folsom Moss project might be dead. It was a tough moment. At stake was the flood protection that Sacramento needed and deserved. Over the following months, we had many, many meetings, many, many conference calls, many visits to the dams, and many ideas put on the table. And this idea about the spillway, by the way, was an idea that was brought forth 30 years ago, and the gentleman is sitting back there. So these ideas are brought on the table. And there was a lot of time and political capital spent on this project. In seeing this joint federal project constructed was my very highest priority. Finally, as we worked through this, trying to get the legislation, trying to get the authorization, working on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, getting the House to pass it, and the WRDA, Water Resources Development Act, and the Senate, and convincing the president to sign it, it was quite a wonderful thing. And here we are today, celebrating a monumental step towards increased flood protection. And let me tell you, standing here, standing right here with new spillway would be, all that energy and work was well worth it. I'd like to thank the secretary for being here today and his remarks about the importance of this project. I look forward to continuing to work with the Department of Interior as we move this forward. I'd also like to thank the governor for his remarks. We haven't always had governors engaged in the issue of flood protection, and it is a welcome change. So I also look forward to working with the state of California as we continue to improve flood protection for the Sacramento region. And I'd also like to say something about the Army Corps of Engineers. General McMahon's here, and they have their expertise and their support have been absolutely critical. I found out it's always good to have the Army Corps on your side. Finally, I really want to thank my fellow members of Congress for their cooperation and their great support through this project. And our major local partner, SAFCA, who've been absolutely fabulous. I thank them very much too. And while this project has changed many times throughout the year, this project today is very distinct. The project we are breaking ground on today is an example of post-Katrina flood protection. The day after Katrina, our country was brought into a new era of flood protection. All our standards increased overnight. This project is a model flood protection project because it uses resources and the expertise of two federal agencies, the Army Corps of Engineers and the Bureau of Reclamation. It also has very strong state and local partners. But most importantly, this project represents cooperation and partnerships. We all have a vested interest in the safety of our communities. Cooperation will allow this project to be built in less time. It will cost taxpayers less money and provide more flood protection. This is the way our government should work, and this is the way our public expects government to work. However, we all know this is just the beginning. We have to continue to fund this project every single year until it is completed. And this takes continued commitment. This means that all of our partners, federal, state, and local, must continue to keep this project as a top priority. Last week, I'm sure all of you worried a little bit about our flood protection, as we always kind of do this time of year when the rains and the snow and this time the very strong winds came in from the Pacific. Well, the levee broke in Nevada, and that is a reminder that at the end of the day, we are at the mercy of Mother Nature and of the levees and dams that protect us. We will have much better flood protection when this spillway is built. But we must remember that flood protection is something that is never complete. It is something that must be built upon and maintained. I would be remiss today if I didn't mention how my husband would have been so proud of this day and this project. So many of Bob's efforts as a member of Congress was directed toward improving Sacramento's flood protection. This project was very special to him. Today is a validation of years and years of hard work, and I know I have many years ahead. I look forward to continuing to protect our communities, our families, our friends, and our businesses by building stronger flood protection. I'm very privileged to be here today. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Matsui. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Dave Cox.
Secretary, Governor, other members of the diocese, let me welcome you to the first Senate District. You know, by the way, I note when you are towards the end of the speaking role that it's probably very important to be relatively brief. I do want you to know, however, that I also recognize that another hour and a half, this marine layer will be gone and the sun will be out and it'll be a lot warmer here. Let me take you back to 1986, if I may. Month of January, month of February, we had a lot of rain. And by the way, when you came out here to look at Folsom Lake, you didn't see any of the islands. And we did have a situation of where we came very close to seeing Folsom overtopped. Literally within hours of being overtopped. And there was a preparation down in the Delta to blow some of the Delta levees in order that Sacramento would not in fact be flooded. Matter of fact, it was about 136 or 37,000 feet, cubic feet per second going over the spillway. That's the equivalent of 137, cubic feet, it's like a basketball. 137,000 cubic feet of basketballs going over the spillway. And so we knew something that had to be done, and I will tell you that SAFCA, the local agency, worked very hard with a great deal of cooperation from all of the entities. And we've got the city of Folsom folks down here, as well as the mayor of Sacramento and others, but we did a lot of hard work. And we're delighted today that this project is going forward. And for those of you that are new to this area, this is the old dam road. And we're building the dam bridge just down there a little ways. The fact of the matter is, this is a project that's very important to the Sacramento community, and it really is just another step in giving the area the kind of protection that we need to, in fact, have for the area. Thank you very much for inviting me. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Senator Cox. Now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Senator Daryl Steinberg.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Colonel, I will be very, very brief. I want to thank all the federal... Thank you. Yes, please. Standing ovation for that, please. I want to thank all the federal representatives, Mr. Secretary, and the congressional delegation, and all those who have worked so hard on flood control in the Sacramento region over the years. But as a state representative here, I want to especially thank the governor, Governor Schwarzenegger, and my legislative colleagues, Senator Cox, Assemblymember Jones, and Assemblymember Nilo, for working so hard to pass Senate Bill 276, which was signed by the governor during the last legislative session, and it essentially committed the state to picking up 70% of the non-federal share of the cost of this project. And I want to thank Secretary Chrisman and Director Snow as well, and the governor's entire administration. As many speakers have said in the past few moments, in this time of difficulty at the state and federal level, this is a shining example of bipartisanship, a shining example of the federal government, the state government, local government, Mayor Fargo and Safeca and the City Council and the Board of Supervisors, people working together and putting the people's interests first. Hurricane Katrina did tell all of us, we already knew it, but it told all of us that we had been warned. And the people of Greater Sacramento can be assured that their government is heeding this warning. This is a great day. Glad to be part of it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator Seinberg. I would now like to introduce the Mayor of Sacramento, Heather Fargo, representing the Sacramento Area Flood Control Agency.
Thank you very much for being here for this event. I just have a couple of people I would like to acknowledge who are either in the audience or who have fled downstream. But I know that I would like to acknowledge the former Safeco board members and the current Safeco board members. Including Senator Cox, Assemblymember Nilo, Steve Cohen, current member, Supervisor Jimmy Yee, Roberta McGlashan and Roger Dickinson were also here, and I'm not sure if I'm forgetting any other past or former Safeco board members. There probably are some future Safeco board members in the audience as well that I would like to acknowledge. Stain Viewers, our current executive director, Stain, you have had a lot to do with this project, as did our former executive director, Butch Hodgkins, who's now on the Reclamation Board, which now has a new title, the new acronym for the new Reclamation Board, because none of us can remember the new name. But appreciate all of the work that it took for all of the engineers and all of the schemers and dreamers and funders and decision makers to get us to this point. Folsom Reservoir behind us is also Folsom Lake State Recreation Area, and we have some representatives of California State Parks here today. And I do think that the spillway, thank you for being here and for being a part of the stewardship of this particular part of our earth. I talked with them earlier, and I don't know whether the governor will agree with this or not, but I think that the new spillway should become one of those extreme sports locations for people who might be able to really take advantage of having even more fun on Folsom Lake than they already have. But because I'm representing Safe Care today as well as the City of Sacramento, we are so committed to flood protection. This is the number one project for our region in terms of staying focused on public safety and focused on flood protection. And I want to thank everybody for being here today, and especially all of those of you that had something to do with us getting to this point of being able to have a groundbreaking on this project. We have many groundbreakings left to do. We have many other projects left to do to provide flood protection for Sacramento and the region. But thank you all very much for helping us out downstream.
Thank you, Mayor Fargo. Ladies and gentlemen, our final speaker, my boss, the commander of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, South Pacific Division, Brigadier General John McMahon.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Governor, Mr. Secretary, members of Congress, Mayor Fargo, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, It's a pleasure for me today to represent the Corps team today to join in this celebration of this groundbreaking of this monumental joint project. Let me take a moment to recognize a special guest here today, Ms. Claudia Tornblum, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Army, here from Washington, D.C., representing our Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, the Honorable John Paul Woodley, Jr. Welcome, ma'am. The Corps of Engineers built Folsom Dam in the mid-50s, and it has been operated by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation ever since. The dam was originally conceived to address crippling water shortages and devastating floods. In fact, in 1955, the year before it was completed, it protected the cities of Folsom and Sacramento from a record flood event. The dam also precluded an estimated $4.7 billion in flood damages in 1986, and again prevented flood damages in 1997. So you can clearly see the benefits that this dam and the subsequent improvements about to begin here involve. Construction of water resource infrastructure projects are a long time in the making, as has been noted. And so when opportunities like this come along, it's important for us to acknowledge the significance of this improvement of Folsom Dam and what we are accomplishing for the people of California. The joint federal project enhances a much larger flood risk system, which encompasses not only Folsom Dam, but a host of levees, weirs, streams, bypasses, and other features like the Folsom Dam Raise, which is also on the books, the American River Common Features Project, the Sacramento Bank Protection Project, the South Sacramento Streams, Natomas, the West Sacramento Project, and the Yolo Bypass. The Sacramento metropolitan area remains one of the nation's most at-risk urban areas for flooding. Again, a fact that's been noted more than once. The Corps is committed, along with our partners in the Bureau of Reclamation, the Central Valley Flood Protection Board, the California Department of Water Resources, the Sacramento Area Flood Control Agency, and others, to continue to reduce the risk of flooding which threatens public safety and property. Together, we've made important system repairs and improvements. The governor alluded to some of those. Together, we are discovering more about the science and engineering which makes the Central Valley watersheds among the most dynamic and challenging systems in the nation. And together, we are evaluating future improvements. Today, we celebrate the beginning of construction, the payoff of detailed planning and design work. Thanks to the teamwork and collaboration, the Folsom Dam Joint Federal Project will be completed 7 years earlier, as again has been noted, at a lower cost and reducing flood risk sooner for downstream communities. My hearty congratulations to everyone involved. Our collaborative approach to dam safety and flood risk management has set an important precedent and has become a model for interagency cooperation. Thank you to all the project team members who've made this day possible. It's an amazing accomplishment and needs to continue here in the Delta and elsewhere for California. Essayons, and now, as we say in the engineering business, let's put fire in the hole. Thank you.
Thank you. Go. Fire in the hole. I want to see this. 2, 3.